This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day as we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, we begin spring tomorrow, and we thought this would be a perfect time to talk about spring and agriculture in Douglas County. Logan Bennett from the Oregon State University Extension Service, thanks for coming in.
Glad to be here.
So here we are right ahead of spring. I said summer earlier. Apparently, the warm temperatures are getting to me. It was over 100 in Southern California yesterday, and it's still March. So it's amazing as we make the transition here how quickly things are changing outdoors. Talk about kind of where we are with the weather right now.
Yeah, and it sure does feel like summer. It's almost going to be 80 degrees today. But we really want to be watching out for, I guess what we'd call a false spring. This isn't uncharacteristic in the county, but it's a little bit more extreme than usual. And what we're seeing is that the standout pattern has been unusually low snowpack this year. So even in places where we got some precipitation, we got a lot of rain, what we ended up having is snow that fell and then didn't stick, or instead of snowfall, we had rain. So there's some concern about that. The NRCS is actually calling at a snow drought. So we want to be kind of aware of that and what it might mean as we head into summer. Keep an eye on your water. And we're looking at pretty warm weather right now. Like I said earlier, it's almost 80 degrees, but next week we're expecting to drop into the 30s. So,
and for the low.
Yeah, for the low. Right.
Don't get carried away there.
Not 30s during the day. So we want to be watching that, especially at night. If we've got things that are starting to flower, for example, I've been seeing a lot of first blooms come out on blueberries. If you want to keep those and we get too close to 31 or any way below freezing, we want to be putting some frost protection on that so we don't lose those blooms.
Wow. It's been really a crazy weather year. And for people, have you seen anything where things are starting to bloom, but maybe next week that is going to be an issue?
Yeah, I mean, so normally what we expect from a lot of fruit trees and fruit bushes is that they have to accumulate enough chill hours. And what that means is they need X amount of hours at a certain temperature to go through their normal physiology of blooming and producing fruit. And things are producing or blooming later because we had such a warm winter this year. So for example, the crabapple tree in front of my house just started blooming, which I normally would have expected it to bloom a lot earlier. So we'll see where that leads.
All right, interesting. And tied into agriculture, I saw that we had a proclamation about FFA Week recently.
Yeah, this is some fun news. So the Douglas County Commissioners issued a proclamation last month on February 25th honoring FFA Week. So it's a cool thing to see that, and it's a good reminder that ag education and youth leadership are both really active in the county. And for those of us who may not know when FFA Week is, it's February 21st through the 28th.
All right. Now, we've got a lot of different things to get through, but you brought somebody with you this afternoon.
I did. I brought Donetta Loomis with me. She is partnering with me on two classes, and I'm going to hand it over her to talk about them. Thanks,
all
Donetta.
Right. All right, Donetta, thanks for coming over. So talk about what you have going on.
Well, we have what's called Boots on the Ground, which is a veterans program for gardening. It's kind of a spinoff of Master Gardeners. It actually falls under the Master Gardeners. And it's for veterans to come out, learning about gardening, and be able to, in the end, if they would like to, build their own business based off of agriculture. We also have Bee Basics, which is a beekeeping program for veterans. On the beekeeping, it specializes for veterans who are interested in starting their own hives to learn the basics of beekeeping science. It gives them the hands-on experience with hive maintenance and the insight to increase their own bee forage garden.
Wow. And my understanding for veterans, and maybe this is kind of like the aspect of fishing, doing the things that you do and what you've just talked about there with beekeeping and agriculture, it's kind of like you're really focused, and for a lot of people, it's kind of a good mental health thing.
Well, yes, I completely agree. I am a veteran myself, and when I first started out, I didn't realize how beneficial this would be to my own mental health, to be able to go out and be in nature, taking care of the land and the bees and everything, and it's helped me tremendously, and that actually is what led me to want to start this program to help other veterans in that way also.
So is this the first year of this?
This is actually the second year that we're doing this.
What kind of response did you get last year?
Last year, we got a couple people who signed up. So we have actually two people who actually finished the gardening program and eight people who finished the beekeeping program. Mm-hmm. This year, we're hoping to have a lot more people go
wow.
through it.
So if somebody is interested in this, how do they get connected?
Well, they can go to the OSU website. And sign up for the classes. There are actually flyers out, and registration is open. For the beekeeping, it is a four-session class. And for the boots on the ground, it's actually a 10-session class.
And where is this going to be held at?
The boots on the ground is actually held out at River Forks in the Discovery Art Garden area, and beekeeping is held at Fort Loomis in Umpqua.
Now, Fort Loomis, is that a historical site?
No, it is not. The reason it's called Fort Loomis is actually my aviary. But I was in the Army for 24 years, and I actually met my husband at Fort Lewis, Washington, so Fort Loomis seems appropriate.
I suspected there was something there in the midst that was just too good a coincidence to not have a connection. Well, that's great. So, again, these are coming up soon, and maybe you can check back with us later in the year and talk about how they're going.
Yes, I would love to.
All right, thank you. Sounds good. Thanks. All right, we're going to come back to Logan now and talk about things going on, other areas of agriculture, and talk about your Learn and Grow series.
Yeah. So this is a really cool opportunity that we've got in partnership with the Douglas County Co-op. We're doing sort of two series at the same time, not to get too confusing, but we're doing a series of classes for gardeners and a series of classes towards more commercial ag. So for the gardeners, we've already covered how to start seeds and how to choose the right soil for your garden beds or your gardening area. And then next week, we'll be covering, for the farmers, pasture nutrient management. So on the farming side, we're getting a little deeper into how to use the information we're giving you to make a profit and how to use it on a larger scale. And on the gardening side, we're looking at how does this work for a gardener in terms of financial sustainability, fun, and effort.
All right, and when are those being held?
So they're both once a month. The Learn and Grow for the farm side is usually the last Saturday of the month, and I believe the garden side is the third Friday of the month. But if you want to learn what topics and what days specifically we're teaching, we'll have that on the extension site, and you can drop into the co-op. They've got flyers everywhere.
All right, we're going to talk about what gardeners should be doing right now when we come back on Inside Douglas County. It is 1244 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1246, Lars Larson coming up at 1 this afternoon. Tomorrow we're going to talk about all things spring in Roseburg Parks with Tracy David of Parks and Recreation. Logan Bennett gives us updates about every month about things tied to agriculture in Douglas County. And I know a lot of people, in spite of the fact that there's some concern, as you mentioned, with the lack of moisture over the winter, we're probably going to have some big issues this summer, but for now, people are happy to see spring coming tomorrow. So what should gardeners be doing right now?
Well, there's a lot to be doing right now with your garden, and I'll just say this as a preemptive. I know it's really exciting that it's super hot outside, but now is not the time to plant your tomatoes. So we're going to hold off on that for a little bit. But the things that we should be doing right now is checking out the ground, and depending on where you are in the county and what your local microclimate looks like, we want to be seeing if that soil is dry or if it's still soaked. If it's dry, then we've got some stuff we can do right off the bat. So one thing that's a great idea right now is planting your cool season crops. So that would be if you're going to direct sow radishes, if you want to start broccolis or other coal crops. When I say coal, I mean brassica. And when I say brassica, I mean mustard. So that's your broccolis, your cabbages, that kind of thing. We can start those now, and especially Brussels sprouts if you want to harvest them in the fall to start that garden project. If you're planting onions, you want to start that now as well. Onions are kind of odd. They can be planted during a lot of different times of the year, but this is a good time to do it if you're doing them from transplants. For those of us who are thinking about adding new berries this year, I'm going to be planting some new blueberries myself. One of my favorite varieties just came to the public market, so I probably shouldn't say which one, but I'm going to be buying a few of them.
So blueberries have really become a big thing around here. Anything people need to know about growing them and being successful?
Yes. So there's a few things. You've just unlocked like my thesis dissertation here. There's a few things about blueberries that we have to have done before we plant to make sure that they're going to be successful. The first one, which is probably the most important thing, is that blueberries need acidic soil. So if we're planting northern highbush blueberries, which is what we mostly plant around here, your soil needs to be between 4.5 and 5.5 pH. If you're going to plant a rabbit eye variety, so that's Oclocony and Pink Lemonade, mostly what's available on the market, your soil pH needs to be between 4.2 and 5.2. So when you go to plant, whether it's a rabbit eye or if it's a northern highbush, if you're planting somewhere in that 4.5 to 5 range in terms of pH, you should be okay. The other thing that's super important is blueberries need a lot of organic matter. And specifically, I recommend Douglas fir mulch on your blueberries. The reason for that is 2 inches of Douglas fir mulch specifically will help you combat a disease called mummy berry.
Wow. And who knew it was all there was so much to that?
Oh, yeah. And that's just the beginning. We have a lot to talk about in terms of what kind of variety you should purchase in terms of blooming time to make sure you get the most blueberries. And I won't go into all of that today because we only have a limited amount of time. But if you do it right, you can purchase 6 different blueberry bushes and have blueberries from June all the way to September.
Wow, very good. And, you know, I've been noting in some of the stuff I've read about just how healthy blueberries and good they are for you.
Oh, yeah. Super good for you. Full antioxidants. And they taste good. That helps.
Yeah. And I actually had some partially frozen blueberries the other day. I'm not sure why my wife put them in the freezer, but she did, and they were there, so I ate them.
Nothing wrong with that. It's like basically a little slushy, right?
Yeah, it was good. So, all right, what else do we need to do?
For other berries, you can be planting blackberries and raspberries right now, too, bare root or potted. If you still have trees that haven't broken bud, you can finish up your winter pruning. I typically don't recommend doing that if they've already broken bud, just because over time that can reduce growth. And once again, if we're doing any fruit sprays, if you're doing a delayed or delayed dormant, we need to get those done before we see any bud break. And then transplants, those would be your coal crops we were talking about earlier. Your brassicas can start going outside if they're ready. And then I always recommend if you're going to start moving things from indoors to outdoors to harden those plants off gradually. And when I say harden off, I mean I'm exposing those plants to the outdoors for a few hours a day for about a week and then planting them outside. And the reason for that is you're going to reduce transplant shock and wind damage once they're actually in the garden.
All right. And what about irrigation systems?
Yeah, I'd definitely be checking your irrigation systems right now, especially if they're left out during the winter. Look for cracks, breaks, and then make sure your timers still work and start putting those back together. For example, I've got an event going on this weekend at the Discovery Garden for my master gardeners, and we're going to be rolling out the irrigation just like the red carpet to make sure it all still works.
Well, yeah, and that's a really good point because a lot of us that have limited knowledge about this, for instance, we've got a sprinkler system in our yard, but it's a 70 by 100 foot, you know, lot. But one of the things I learned many years ago was before you are going to need to start using it, just go out there one day and just go through all the zones and make sure it works properly.
Yeah.
Because, for instance, a lot of times, if you're trying to be efficient, you might have it going off at 4 in the morning or something like that. You're not going to be up necessarily to see it. Nothing worse than getting a knock on your door from one of the neighbors who says that one of your sprinklers is shooting, you know, a path of water a different direction because it got bumped or whatever.
Right. And on top of that, you want to make sure that it's not just fully broken so that when you have your irrigation going on at 4 in the morning, you're not just flooding a zone or it's just not working at all. So the best thing to do is run it when you can physically stay there and watch it for one session just to make sure that everything works. And if you do that now, when you see something that's broken, you can go get it repaired before everyone else is trying to get their irrigation repaired.
Yeah, just like taking your lawnmower in and when they tell you you don't get it back for 3 weeks.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Right when you exactly need it. Not that that's ever happened to me.
So. Me either, for sure.
Yeah, what about weeds?
So the easiest time to treat for weeds is when they're in their rosette stage, and that means when they've just popped out and they've got maybe one set of true leaves, so those would be the leaves that look like the weed that we're trying to treat for. That is the best time to try to take care of them because they're weakest then. So whether you're going to be pulling them or using some kind of herbicide, that is the best time to treat for them.
And you mentioned with blueberries, the whole aspect of knowing your soil. Talk about testing before you go from there.
Oh, yeah. So this is technically you can soil test any time of the year, but whenever you decide to soil test, make sure that you're doing it consistently. So if you soil test now in spring, you want to soil test every spring when you go to test. I like doing it in spring because it gives me an idea of where I'm at in the soil right now before I start planting and fertilizing. So for me, this is a very good time to start testing your soil before you put any fertilizer down.
Ian, what about cover crops?
Yeah, so for example, we put out cover crops at the Discovery Garden this year in a few different spots. I'm going out after this interview today to go terminate my cover crops. And what that means is I'm going to cut them and then either swath them, meaning lay them on the ground, or till them back into the ground now before they produce seed heads. Once our cover crops, meaning like red clover, if you planted that over the winter to hold your soil in, once it starts producing seed heads, we have it for a long time. If we till it in before that happens or swath it before that happens, then we don't end up with an issue of reemergence.
All right. This one may be new just to me and maybe everybody else is aware, but I didn't know you could grow potatoes around here.
Oh, yeah. You can grow potatoes great around here.
So talk about that.
Yeah. I guess, don't quote me on this, but I believe Jesse Applegate said we were a great place for planting potatoes a long, long time ago. So we can start planning our potato gardens right now. You just take what's called a potato eye. So you cut a piece of potato, and that becomes a potato seed, and we can plant those out. But we typically do that in May or even June. But right now is the time to start thinking about where you're going to put those in the garden, what varieties you want, because believe it or not, there are lots of different varieties of potatoes. And think about where you want to plant those out. And then you can do your soil test too there, especially if you're doing something like blueberries and potatoes. Those require very different soil nutrients, so you'd want to be prepared to treat for both.
So for people that are farming, not just us folks in the city, for people that are farming, what do they need to be doing?
Yeah, so the chores are a little different there. In grapes, hopefully we're done pruning, but if we're not, we need to finish that up and then tie down. What tie down means is we're actually taking our cordons or our arms, the pieces where the fruit comes up off of the spurs and then grows off of, and tying those to the physical wires. Because of our odd weather pattern right now, we should be looking at where we have bud emergence and getting ready for frost there. Sometimes during a frost, we can lose our first flush of buds, that kind of thing. Usually I'd be talking about getting ready for mildew or the occurrence of mildew. With the weather the way it is, I'm not sure what it's going to look like this year, but it's good to have a plan just in case. And then in general, on any farm, we should be cleaning up any weeds. In grapes, for example, if we've got weeds near the bottom of the trunk or we've got escaped vines, and then testing that irrigation. So for us, regardless if we're in a garden or a farm, we got to make sure our irrigation works.
And a couple minutes left. What else should we let people know about?
Just a few more things. We've got the Boots on the Ground coming up and the Be Basic. One thing we didn't mention earlier was that both of those classes are going to start really soon. Boots on the Ground starts April 4th. So if you're interested, please let us know. It's $50 a person, but we've got a lot of scholarships available. So if it's something that you're interested in, but maybe financially is an issue, let me know and we can cover you. Also, we're going to be having Saturday classes this year. So that's one of the things I got as feedback is we need weekend availability for this course. So we're going to have that.
Wow. So for the Oregon State University Extension Service, I mean, I know it's never quiet, but it seems like this time of year is especially busy.
Yep. Basically, once the sun comes out until winter, we stay pretty busy.
And what are some of the other things that you have coming up?
So we've got the classes going on with the co-op. We've got the boots on the ground going on. There's several events coming up in terms of forestry and family community health. And our 4-H club is off and running. So if you've got kiddos that are interested in the kind of stuff that we're doing, check out the Junior Master Gardeners. We've got a lot going on. We're going to be planting our own raised beds and probably selling at the farmer's market this year.
And doesn't Master Gardeners have a big event later in the spring?
Oh, yeah. Good. Yes. May 2nd coming up here, we're going to have our annual plant sale, and that's at the fairgrounds, and it is huge. We have around 13,000 plants that we sell there every year. And so if you're looking for something to plant in the garden, nah, that's a good place to go.
All right. And for extension information, where do people go?
Yeah. So the extension website is a good place to check out. Just Google Douglas County, Oregon Extension Office, and you'll find us. And that's the best place to get a hold of us.
Logan Bennett, Oregon State University Extension Service. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.